If you look with me on the next page, where the Book of Mormon teaches that there's only one God, we see another Mormon scripture in the Book of Abraham. Now, in the Book of Abraham, chapter 4, this is page 8 of your manual, we have a creation account in the Mormon scriptures. Now, of course, as Christians, our primary creation account is found where in our scriptures? Genesis chapter 1. Well, here you find an alternative creation account, which reads substantially different than that of the Bible. And it says here in Abraham chapter 4, verse 1, remember the question from the previous page, is there more than one God? Now, but before I read the passage, let me explain why this is so important. The answer to the question, is there more than one God, is forever going to place you in one of two theological camps. If you say there's only one God, that places you in a category of religions called what? Monotheism. Monotheistic religions believe there's only one true God, every other God's a false God. Some of the monotheistic religions would include Judaism, Christianity, and even Islam. The Muslims teach there's only one true God, every other God's a false God. If you say there's more than one God, gods with an S on the end, then that places you in a category of religions called what? Polytheism is the belief in the existence of more than one true God. And some of the polytheistic religions would, of course, include Greek and Roman mythology, the overall pervasive worldview during the first century. Now, how does the Mormon scripture Abraham, this is in the Pearl of Great Price, one of the Mormon scriptures, the Book of Abraham, chapter 4, verse 1, says this. And then the Lord said, let us go down. And they went down at the beginning, and they, that is the gods, organized and formed the heavens and the earth. Verse 3, and they, the gods, said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4, and they, the gods, comprehended the light, that it was bright. In verse 5, the gods called. In verse 6, the gods also said. In verse 7, the gods ordered. Verse 8, the gods called. In verse 9, the gods ordered. In verse 10, the gods pronounced. Well, you can see where it's underlined here. Replete throughout chapter 4 of Abraham, chapter 4, throughout the entire chapter, you find the gods, capital G-S, in the end, not just existing, but creating our heaven and earth. Now, these are gods with whom we have to do. These are our creators. They created our earth. Now, according to Abraham chapter 4, is there more than one God? This doesn't really require a calculator. I mean, pretty obvious that there is. But on the previous page, we turn back, he said, is there more than one God? And he answered no. Now, I don't have it marked, but look back in verse 35 when when Zizrom tries to trip him up. Now, Zizrom said unto the people, see that you remember these things, for he has said there is but what?
One God.
And while Zizrom later tries to go through and trip him up on some other issues, he's not tripping him up on this very basic doctrine. Now, not just here, but throughout the Book of Mormon, always and forever, there's only one true God. Never in the Book of Mormon does it talk about other true gods other than one true God. Yet Mormonism teaches that our Heavenly Father, our God, was once a man who had a God over him who was once a man, and indeed, if you're worthy, you can become a God yourself one day. Now, I realized when I was shown this that if I was going to be logical, motto at Brigham Young University, the Mormon-owned university in Provo, Utah, is this, the glory of God is intelligence. Well, if the glory of God really is intelligence, if I'm going to truly be logical and consistent, then really I only have three choices logically. I could say the Book of Mormon is true, there's only one God, true God. Then I must reject the Book of Abraham that teaches the gods created the earth. Choice number two, of course, I could accept the Book of Abraham and reject the Book of Mormon that teaches there's only one God. Choice number three, which is my favorite, I could reject both books. But you can't accept both books when they're teaching something conflicting, something opposite, on something that's very essential and basic, is the very nature of God himself.